speaking of fights, yes, we have fight night next week, but this Saturday, we have the big one, Mayweather-McGregor, a boxer versus an MMA fighter, and it's in Las Vegas, big pay-per-view price of almost $100. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of the combatants that evening. It's Conor McGregor. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey.
Well, top of the morning to you. Are you ready? You ready for the big fight?
Oh, I'm ready to fight this insubstantial opponent. I'm ready to fight him so.
Yeah, a lot of people think you're going to lose, though. He's the heavy favorite.
No. I'm going to be victorious this Saturday. I'm guaranteeing this, and you can put it in 33-inch headlines. I will win my boxing contest. I will beat Floyd May or May not weather.
Oh, man.
Stay away from this.
Because I've got the best man in my corner.
Who's that?
Patty.
Patty?
Patty O'Furniture.
Oh, my gosh. Another crazy sports
stupid
name.
We're having here, no?
Yeah, we are. We're having fun.
Well, I was soaping up with me Irish Spring this morning because it's magically delicious. Listening to your program on the Sports Day app here in Dublin.
Oh, you're in Dublin,
you
huh?
should be in Vegas by now.
And I think your program is full of Shiite.
Okay.
Be careful.
I can say that because I'm Irish.
Yes. Okay.
I was having my breakfast with my Lucky Charms with my mates and you two, and they agreed that this is special. This fight is special, yes.
Boy, you are Irish.
They assured me that I'm bigger and stronger than May, not weather, and not by a wee bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be victorious, George.
Well, I'm kind of rooting for you, because I like the underdog.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what. Why don't I come down there and beat the crap out of you?
Whoa.
Well, why? What did I do?
I don't like your attitude.
I just said I was rooting.
I don't like it at all.
I just said I was rooting for you.
Yes, why don't I come down there and beat the crap out of you? You're no talent, bird dog music, pushing diarrhea, having Nazi submarine.
All right. I told you I was going to dump it.
You don't have the guts to dump it. The only thing you have the guts to dump is your own bowel.
Hey.
Why don't you take that aggression out on Mayweather Saturday
night?
Yeah,
not me.
Yeah, why don't you shut your trap while I'm talking to your big partner over there? Hey, big partner, how big old boy are you?
I wouldn't mess with you, that's for sure.
I bet I could knock you down with one fart. Never even have to throw a punch, I wouldn't.
I bet you could, too.
Tell you what, when after I kick your ass, I'm going to go to fight night and kick some arse there as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to kick Mike in Duncanville's arse.
That wouldn't be much of a fight.
And then I want to invite him to go somewhere else for his sports talk, in our estimation.
Boy, it would be so great if you came to fight night.
And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to beat Norm Hitchkiss's ass.
Why you want to do that to Norm?
I'm going
to
lay waste to him. I'm just going to destroy his arse.
No, that's not a fair fight.
Hey, George. Uh-huh. George.
Yeah?
I'm actually worried about this fight.
Are you?
Yes, I'm very worried about it. I got to go. I'm late.
Why? Late for what?
For not being pregnant. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, my gosh. A Caddyshack. Female reference.
There he is, Conor McGregor, ready for Saturday night's bout.
That's your favorite movie character of all time?
No, she almost ruined the movie, and you know it. We all know it.